It's Our Universe with Aurelien Balon.
A nova called T. Coronae Borealis erupts every 80 years, and your only chance to see it is sometime between right now and September of 2024. T. Coronae Borealis, also sometimes called the Blaze Star, is a recurrent nova in the constellation Corona Borealis. This means it's a binary star system that undergoes periodic outbursts, brightening dramatically for a period before fading back out of sight. T. Coronae Borealis is fascinating to astronomers because it is one of only a handful of recurrent novae in our galaxy. To be clear, this is not a supernova. A supernova is an incredibly luminous explosion of a massive star. They either leave behind neutron stars, black holes, or just destroy everything and form a diffuse nebula. On the other hand, T. Coronae Borealis goes nova over and over. Nothing is destroyed. It consists of a red giant star and a white dwarf star in close orbit. The swollen red giant is slowly transferring material to the incredibly dense white dwarf. Over time, hydrogen builds up on the surface of the white dwarf until it reaches a critical point and explodes in a thermonuclear runaway, fusion. But this fusion occurs on the surface of the white dwarf, not hidden in the core, causing the system to brighten dramatically. In this case, it's predicted to be a little dimmer than the North Star and seem like a new star in the sky, hence nova, or new. T. Coronae Borealis' last recorded eruption was in 1946, and astronomers predicted it would erupt again around 2024. The prediction was based on the time between previous eruptions and the rate at which the red giant has been transferring material to the white dwarf. There were signs that the pre-eruption dip had begun in late March 2023, and they did predict the eruption should occur between now and September of 2024. While it's amazing that we can predict when a nova will occur to within a few months, why can't we zero in on the eruption date any better? It turns out the process of hydrogen accumulating on the white dwarf is not perfectly uniform. There can be variations that make eruptions hard to predict precisely. Also, we only have historical data for a small number of novae. This makes it challenging to establish definitive patterns for eruptions. For T. Coronae Borealis, we saw it erupt in 1946 and in 1866. We may have seen it in 1787 and as far back as 1217, but the details are lacking. Nonetheless, astronomers use the time between known eruptions and the rate of mass transfer to make the current prediction. Studying a recurrent supernova with short eruption period like this helps us comprehend the formation of elements in these systems better. They help us understand the physics and chemistry of the universe. Usually you need binoculars to see T. Coronae Borealis, but once it brightens, you should be able to see it unless there's light pollution. Look towards the constellation Corona Borealis and check local news or ask an astronomer for help with finding it. My name is Aurelien Balon, and I'm a professor of physics at Delta College. Tune in next week for more about our universe, or tune in online for past episodes at deltapublicmedia.org. or anywhere you listen to podcasts.